Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. It's my little man, my homeboy, my redheaded stepchild, Alex DePonte.
Yo, what's up, guys?
How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
It actually took me off guard because I was like writing something quick so I didn't forget it. And
I caught you by surprise. I saw the fear in your eyes.
Yeah, did you?
I did.
Did you?
You were like, oh my God, it's my time to speak. Alex is not going to bring us in.
You could have done it. That would have been funny.
Yeah, but you know what? I didn't expect it either.
No. Usually I'm ready and I'm like on it and it's like, you know, boom, and I'm ready to go. But this time I was just kind of like.
I feel like if I would have brought us in, I would have just done terribly. I would have fallen flat on my face. You would have just looked at me and been like, way to go, Alex.
Yeah, well, that would have been better than me screwing up.
You're right, but you didn't even screw up now. No one would have known if you didn't say anything.
Well, I said it, and there it is. It's real.
There you go.
It's being authentic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
Authenticity. That's what works.
It's important, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Very important.
So, listen, as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoma, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, mane and tail hair care products,
discover the secret.
Bayer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World.
Yeah,
that's
total. Yeah.
No, it's there. You heard it.
Oh, it was there. That's the button for it.
Yeah, no, world. See, it's going off. It was just a little delayed.
Oh, okay. It was just a little delayed.
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah. Or it's just you forgot to take care of it again.
I think it's the first one.
Okay, you might think, but I'm thinking you're wrong.
No, I think the computer just had a little bit of a lag.
Oh, it's the lag of the computer now.
Yes.
The computer that we put together brand new that has like ridiculous amounts of memory and everything that you can, you know, do anything with it.
Exactly.
Okay,
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I just wanted to be clear here.
Yeah.
All right.
Glad we had this talk.
All right. Just making sure we're on the same page.
We are. We're on absolute same page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go.
Today's secret word is...
Oof. Ah!
Oof. I love that word. Oof. Ah! Oh, no. This is going to be bad.
Also, what do you call it? Number 109, Sublime. That's the name of the game today. What do you call it? It's going to be easy show, chill, relax, with a little bit of excitement, I'm sure.
Yeah, especially because that's the... wait, what?
Oof.
I
meant...
Oof. Ah!
All right, what do you call
it? This one's going to be bad. Why did you do this?
Because for fun.
Oh, I use this word all the time.
I know, but you know what's really funny? So Greer said to me, he goes, you know, I was listening to the show or something the other day, and I realized how many times you guys do the secret word, but then you never scream throughout the rest of the show. You guys completely forget about it afterwards.
No, sometimes I do.
Yeah, but I completely forget about it.
Yeah. I definitely forgot about it the last few shows.
But let me be straight here.
Last one was Agent or 27 or 30. 30. It was 30, and you kept saying 30. And I did not scream.
Yeah. Well, so at the end of the day, I want to put it out there that I am a leader, not a follower. Okay, thank you very much. So I'm supposed to speak it, and you're supposed to scream it. End of story.
So I'm the one that's supposed to remember.
I don't have to remember.
Oh, God.
I'm old and blonde, okay? I don't remember any. Don't have to remember.
You know
anything.
What? Facts.
Shut up, Alex. Anyway, so what do you call it? First thing I wanted to say is a huge shout out to Death Wish Coffee. They shot over a huge package of unbelievable deliciousness. The world's strongest latte, let me tell you, I'm drinking right now. It's made with coffee and milk, and it's got 300, I can't even read it because my eyes suck right now.
Your eyes are that bad, huh? Do you want me to read it?
300 milligrams of caffeine. Okay.
That's a lot of caffeine. Oh, my God. And it's in like a little small thing.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
It's like, all right, so imagine like one of those, I don't even know, like the old Coke cans.
Yeah.
Small old Coke cans.
Little tiny ones. But they're so delicious. It's so unbelievably delicious. It's smooth. It's rich. It's what do you call it? It's fantastic. And honestly, I've been a fan of Death Wish Coffee for some time. They had started out years ago where nobody kind of knew them. They were a small company, and there was a big contest going on for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the Super Bowl, it was like, all right, well, they're going to have a small business, and the small business is going to win a commercial, and whoever
Death
doing
Wish
it
won.
Was going to fund it. So Death Wish 1, and they did this crazy commercial. It was like this Viking boat with all these Vikings on it, and it was like a rainy, stormy night and so forth. And I don't remember what the hell the rest of it was. We can look at it at break.
Right.
But what do you call it? It like went off like a hitch. Everybody was talking about it, and it was one of the big
Death Wish Coffee.
Yeah, Death Wish Coffee. So then all of a sudden they blew up, and what do you call it? And they've been blowing up ever since. So it is actually fantastic coffee. I used to drink their coffee while I was touring, trying to stay awake late nights, especially while I'm driving and so forth. So I'm giving them a huge shout out. They sent us a huge box, with the K cups and the lattes and all the jazz.
You are preaching to the wrong person.
Oh my
here.
Goodness! I know. Well, you don't drink it.
I don't.
But that means.
But I don't drink any coffee.
That means there's more for me.
You're right. That does. What I mean? I want to give my share to you.
Oh, thank you.
As a present.
That's so sweet of you.
You're welcome.
I would have drank it anyway.
Well, that would have been rude
because
that was mine.
I'm just kidding. But Death Wish, thank you very much, guys.
We greatly
appreciate it. What do you call it? So,
I want some caffeine drinks that are not coffee from Death Wish.
I don't think they have.
I know they don't. No. But, cool.
I mean, we have Monster. You can
we
drink
do.
Monster. You
we
just
do.
Don't, you don't drink the Monster.
No, I do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do drink the Monster.
I do drink the Monster. Occasionally, I will drink it. Yeah. So I love the purple ones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
they're my favorite.
Well, you drink them quick, and then, there's none left.
Yeah.
But what do you call it? But then there's, I don't necessarily like that kind. Well, just drink it, dude. Stop complaining.
The white ones are pretty cool, too.
I love the white. The white one's mine.
That's only
one
ones
I like to drink.
That I don't like are actually the green ones.
And I like the black ones, too.
Black ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know which ones those are.
Really?
They have the black. It has a black.
Yeah, it's like the
it's
white.
All
it's
black.
Like the all white one, but it's all black. It's the same type of label.
Oh,
it's
gotta
really
try it
good.
Out.
Yeah, it's really good. I think
not
we have
coffee
some.
Flavored, right?
No.
All right, good.
No. I know, and you couldn't stand the Jaeger. What do you call it? With
coffee.
The coffee.
Oh God!
Like
don't
the regular
even...
Jaeger is what's inside the tap, but you're I can't drink the Jaeger coffee.
No,
why?
Because Zambo put the Jaeger and the coffee one in the same thing, and then he poured the coffee one, and then you could still taste it. And he was like, "Oh, it's also gonna do it together," and so no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
That was when we first did it.
Okay.
And he was like, "Do you want a shot of Jaeger?" And I was like, "Oh, but that has coffee." He's like, "Oh yeah, you don't like coffee. Don't drink this."
And I know your coffee story.
Oh God.
The coffee bean. It's the coffee bean.
Yeah, it is.
No, you said it on air.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, go back and you'll find it.
There you go. Long story short, my dad pranked me when I was young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that didn't turn out very well for you.
No.
Or for coffee. That,
no,
I
can't do it. I can't get past it.
So what do you call it? You know what's really crazy is so the our puppy Jasper is, first of all, he's getting big. You know what I mean? We've had him for literally, it's like 5 or 6 months at this point.
It's all the coffee.
And it's all the coffee. Have we even had him for that long? Wait. So what did we get him? I think in January? So January, February,
I feel
March,
like.
Maybe. So we've had him for like 3 or 4 months.
I think so. January
and
sounds right.
He's, first of all, he's grown. We got him. He was like 2 pounds. Now he's like 5.5 pounds.
There you go. Getting bigger.
My little weenie dog. And what do you call it? He is this. First of all,
you need a bigger animal.
He's adorable. No, I like the little.
No, you
I
need
like
a big
the little
one.
Pups. No.
German
no.
Shepherd.
Big animals mean big turds and big waterfalls of peeps.
But they.
And I'm not into that.
They will protect you.
Okay, I don't need any protection. That's first and foremost. Second of all, if I told you how crazy strong Jasper is, you'd be shocked. This little freaking dog is a huge muscle, and he will break your skin. I'm telling you.
I'm sure he would. I am frail and tiny.
He is quick. He is quick.
But not against the other people in this room.
He is quick, and let me tell you,
Mr. Sporty Sports could take on your dog.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I bet. I bet he could.
Listen, he jumps all over me. He is so quick. He's like, ping, 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 ping. And I'm like, whoa, chill, pup. You know what I mean? Like when he's playing.
That's because, like you said before, you're slow and old.
Wow.
You said it, not me. I'm just calling back. I'm quoting Brimstone 2021.
I know you're quoting Brimstone 2021. All right, son. I get you. I get you. We're going to pick up on this when we get back because we need to take a quick break.
We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, oh, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie, go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I mean, that you're on Concomo location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you've...
You're going to blow it, kid. The kid will squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's got to eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Got to make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you can save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
What's up, people? Welcome back to Within Brim Skin. I think Brim had a few words for me.
I'm very upset with you. You get the buzzer. Buzzer! Oof. Son of a bizwax.
Oof.
Wait, I'm not supposed to be screaming for that anymore. Anyway.
No, if I say it, you have to say it.
Oh, my Lord.
That's anyway. How it works.
Yeah. Eventually, I'll get that down, but, you know, like, I always forget.
All right, so why are you mad at me? I don't remember. I can't recall.
All right, yeah, because she called me old.
I did not.
Old and slow.
You called yourself old and slow.
You're old and slow.
You're not wrong.
Okay, I am wrong. You might be slow, but you're definitely not old. You're actually, yeah, you're creeping up there, man.
Ah, shut up.
You are creeping up
there.
Shut up. You have such a baby face, but you're an old son of a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Do you know that Generation X, Z, Gen Z talks about millennials. Like, they're like, oh, things that millennials do, and like they'll make fun of us.
Really?
And it makes me feel old.
Wow.
I don't like it. I don't like that generation is making fun of the things that my generation loves.
Welcome to the club, son.
I know, and I am going to hate it. It's going to suck. Because I saw an article that popped up the other day, and it was like things that Gen Z hates about millennials. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, no.
Okay.
Wait, no. You're looking it up?
No, I'm writing it down, so this way I know what the hell we spoke about.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember. Some of the things were kind of stupid. It was like the way, it was like hairdos, some of the other ones. I mean, I guess that is the same thing. Like, I guess I made fun of my mom's 80s hairdos.
This is true. But, you know, I mean, any of the hairdos that they have right now are the same ones they had 10 years ago. You know what I mean? It really hasn't been that much of a change.
It was specific things. Like, apparently, like, side parts, they don't do, really, or they don't like. Apparently, it's not cool, and they just do middle parts.
Well, long hairs hasn't been cool for a long time either, but still we have it.
Well, all right, I wasn't talking specifically all guys. Girls are also in this, too.
Okay, well, long hair on guys.
There were some other things, and I was just like, oh, no, I like that. I don't exactly remember what they are, but it was just, you know, little tiny things.
Right. Well, going back to, what I was talking about last segment, before I was rudely, may I say.
You were rude to yourself.
You
played yourself. Congratulations.
Are you, seriously? You're so rude.
Cancel that bitch.
Yeah, I should. What do you call it? Anyway, so speaking about Jasper, it's crazy because he's got like his own little fan base going on. And it's like speaking
of. He's
got
a fan base?
Yeah. So he has his own Instagram, at GotJasper. Anybody wants to follow him, at GotJasper.
A Jaspergram.
Pretty much, Jaspergram. And
no, Jaspergram.
Jaspergram.
Yeah, Jaspergram.
It's funny.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it works. Yeah. What do you call it? So basically what's going on is he's been like racking up, you know, people that are following him, a lot of other puppy accounts and dog accounts, which is hysterical, and they all sit there and comment and whatnot. But what do you call it, you know, based on the fact that he's so flippin' adorable, I actually have him endorsed now by a few companies and others that are getting that we're in talks. So he's right now he's endorsed by Spot Pet Products.
My God.
Alpha Pet.
Oh my God.
And Django brand. What do you call it? Which is like all harnesses and leashes and what do you call it? They have these hoodies and they have like the wiener dog hoodies and stuff. Really cute stuff. So what do you call it? Isn't that crazy?
Animals and butts. That is Instagram.
This is true.
That's what it is.
But seriously, like think about it. Like he's
gonna surpass you.
He is going to surpass me. Watch.
He is.
He posts,
I know he will.
He posts on Instagram more than I do.
That's because the people love it.
It's true.
They get everyone will take cute dogs all day long.
It's true.
But they will only take so much of an actual person.
No. I mean,
People will do cats and animals all day long.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really funny though because you know I look at it and I go. What the hell, man?
I told you.
You know, like, look at the engagement. It's ridiculous.
I told you.
It's great.
Animals and butts.
Animals and butts.
If you did the
What if you put them together?
I feel like that would work. You got to get a photo shoot going. We need to get a model, and we need to get a couple of animals, like a zoo trainer or something.
Yeah.
We need to start taking photos, throwing them up on Instagram.
And do it on Instagram.
We'll be like, this is what you want, internet, right? This is what you're after?
So would you like to be naked in a fox outfit and
my butt is not impressive. We need, like I said, a model. We have Kim. Is she still in the office? I hope she's glaring at me.
What do you call it? Listen, I don't know how she's gonna feel about flaunting her derriere naked. You know what I mean? Like with the dog.
I didn't say anything about naked. You brought that up.
Well, but yeah, but
I just said
do it,
butts.
Yeah, but that's because that's what's going on you know, social media.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be naked.
Oh,
just,
come on,
just
now.
Be a little close enough.
Yeah, they just have the little string in there. Like you could floss. You could floss with the string that's between some of these cheeks.
That's not. not naked.
But it's listen, you might as well be.
I understand. I understand.
You might as well be. Like some of them, like
Hey, what about bikinis?
It's the same thing, bro. It's not even a bikini half of them. Okay, they're so small. But, they're like so small. The tiniest little threads.
But I'm not talking about those.
If you cough,
it'll
pop.
I'm not talking about those. I said, what about bikinis? That's kind of like also the same. But that's publicly accepted.
No, it's not.
Bikinis?
Yeah, people actually report that too.
No,
it's crazy.
At the beach.
No. Yeah, no, I'm talking about when they on social media.
On social, no, people don't report. For,
yeah,
like,
they do.
All right, for bad ones.
Okay, for bad ones. Listen, I'm telling you right now, most of the people that are posting that type of stuff on any social media, they're wearing these tiny little string things that'll freaking burst if they fart.
Well, you would know more than I would.
If they fart, it's bursting. It's done.
You would know more than I would.
I would.
You're the one on social media.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
You know, like seriously, it's like floss, man, dental floss. So, and to be completely honest, some of them, their asses are so big that you can't even tell that the stuff is there. It's like it doesn't like what you're not even getting the entire chocolate starfish. You know what I'm saying? That little starfish is still, you could see all their little arms. You know what I mean? It's like the hole itself is what's not being seen. Seriously,
that's pretty bad.
That's how tiny the
freaking
thing
bad.
Is. You know what I mean?
Well, I would imagine that would be reported.
Of course.
Oh wait. Well, no. It doesn't.
They're always reported.
Oh no. Twitter allows porn.
Look, I'm not. And again, I'm not opposed to that stuff. I really don't care.
Does Instagram allow that? What are in the terms of service?
It's there. I don't know. I don't read the terms. Nobody reads the terms of service.
Well, no. I'm just.
The stuff is
I'm just
there.
I'm asking if you know that it's allowed. Like, I know, for example, that Twitter allows it.
Okay.
Which is totally fine.
I don't know.
But like, yeah.
I don't know.
Facebook does not.
Well, at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is that these girls that are putting the stuff up there, like, you know, if they don't get
their OnlyFans. It's, they gotta
most
work.
Of them are. Most of them are.
What they need that COVID cash.
Oh my lord! Yeah. Okay, you are supporting way too hard with a smile on your face.
Because they should go get it, girl.
Wait, hold on a second. Are you still on the girl side? Are you still with your girlfriend?
What?
You still have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
It's still happening.
Yeah.
You have a smile on your face,
too. That doesn't mean I still can't be on the girl side.
No, no, no. So that's what I'm talking about is that you have you're into
yes,
the girl
I,
right
I,
now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't mean I'm still like I'm still not like girl go oh my go girl go.
Yeah, you are.
No, not never mind.
No. Okay.
In the way that girlfriends are.
Yeah, you. Of course, you could do that. No, that okay. You're taking this completely different way.
Well, okay.
You're taking it. Like,
yes, I'm on. Yes,
you're
I'm
going like as far this direction that you could possibly go.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that what side of the fence are you on this week? You still have the girlfriend? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you would actively be looking at the women, but technically you'd also be looking at the men. So let's
I look at everybody.
See, then you're missing it out on social media. If you're on social media, you'd be.
I don't need social media. I got a girlfriend now.
You'd be in constant rabbit holes. You'd be in such constant rabbit holes. It would be ridiculous. You'd be like, oh, hello.
I go down YouTube rabbit holes.
You'd be following that white rabbit.
Like why Twitter tried to cancel Bill Burr for the Grammys.
Really?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Really?
But like we're running out of time, so we should do it next segment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't even know what's going on. Who is, oh yeah, Bill Burr's that.
Bill Burr's the guy from Breaking Bad, and he's also a podcast guy.
Wait, from Breaking Bad? Who did he do in Breaking Bad?
I don't know, because I didn't watch Breaking Bad.
I watched Breaking Bad, but I don't remember Bill Burr.
Yeah, he's in there.
Really?
I swear to God.
Well, I have to look that up.
Because that's where he says that he like got in early, you know?
Okay, well, if that's the case.
Yep.
What do you call it? I mean, hold on, I just because. No, I see. I this no. I
yeah, he literally says it all the time.
I don't remember him being on.
Was like a drug dealer or something.
Crime drama series. Yeah. Oh, okay. I think now I know who he is.
Yeah. He wasn't like obviously like Walter White or something like that. You know.
Yeah. Now I know. Now I know who he is. I got you. I remember. I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah, that's him. He also hosted the Grammys. And it was a train wreck.
Why? Oh, well, because he's dirty, right?
Well, we'll do it next segment.
All right. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the WBS.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your
your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman. Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from The NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the LG from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties!
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof! I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone. So get ready to rumble, pals.
We are back with WBS. What's up, guys?
We are.
We are.
Hello.
So.
Oof.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Oof.
I'm on
Man,
it.
Man, you got me better.
I'm on it right now.
You got
bro.
Me figured out, guys.
I know.
I don't like this. Get out of my head.
Oof.
Was on par with you on that one.
Lasagna. See, I was... anyway.
That was way too long for oof.
All right. All right. What do you
so,
want to tell me about
late
Bill Burr?
News, super late news. Okay. So, for those people that don't listen to Bill Burr, for those that do, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He rips on everybody. He's an older school guy, and he kind of just says what he thinks, and like he doesn't mean like he's not, you know, like he like people were calling him a racist and a sexist.
This
and
is
like
the Grammys, you talking about?
Yeah, he hosted. Okay. He did a segment on the Grammys.
Okay,
and I feel like they set him up.
Mm.
He is a old white dude in his own words at that, and they gave him the He did the
today, Junior.
Sorry, he did the Latina. like awards. So he was reading off names that he's probably never seen in his life. Like he messed a lot of them up. Oh. And then he said, he was like, man, there's probably a lot of feminists that are really pissed off right now. This old white guy's doing the Grammys. But his whole set was like that because that's how he is.
Right.
And they just were so mad. I mean, he was right. He pissed off the feminists.
Wow.
And they tried to cancel Bill Burr. And it was pretty funny because they did not win, obviously.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe that, like, people even made, like, I can't believe that there were headlines about it. Like, it was kind of ridiculous. Like, it was such a tame show for him.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he still managed to just piss everyone off.
Well,
not everyone, but, like, you know.
Yeah. Enough people.
So that was it. That was funny. I just thought it was funny.
So what do you call it? DMX passed away. Do you know
about that?
Or no?
I didn't know about that?
DMX passed away, which is absolutely insane because, you know, I mean, DMX.
That is sad.
You know, 50 years old. So, you know.
What? Why? Well, what? Well, do we know?
It said overdose, but again, I don't know.
Well, that,
you know what I
mean? Sounds.
Yeah.
Oh, but who said overdose?
No, I'm pretty sure that was the surrounding thing. And so he had an overdose, and then he was in the hospital and he fought for about a week, I think. And then that was that. So, you know, anyway, so shout out to DMX. What do you call it? It's really, really sad and rest in peace. What do you call it? And, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's a crazy, crazy thing, man. People don't realize how dangerous freaking drugs can be. You know what I'm saying?
They can be. Well, what did they say he overdosed from?
I don't know, and I don't care. And you're not gonna play semantics with me. And
I am gonna play semantics.
Drugs, you okay?
Well, because
they're not.
Hey, weed just got legalized.
Okay, weed is different than, you know, other drugs.
Well, but
and
it is
I don't
a drug.
Think you can overdose on weed.
You cannot, but it is a drug.
But
and so is alcohol.
Okay. So is aspirin. Aspirin's
exactly.
A drug. You know what I'm saying? So, like, come on. Don't play semantics with me. Don't play semantics
hard
with me.
Hard drugs. Stay away from hard drugs,
stay
people.
Listen, cocaine is a hell of a drug. You
exactly.
Know? Go watch Chappelle's show. You'll learn a lot, kid. Anyway, so this week, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, catch the 300th episode of Grindhouse Radio. Very, very psyched about that. What do you call it? You know, 300 freaking episodes.
That is a lot of episodes.
It's a lot
that you
episodes.
Can go listen to. If you are just starting to listen to Grindhouse, you have a lot to binge.
Yeah, man. It's pretty insane. And you'll look back and you go, wow, we've come so far.
I wonder how long it would take me to listen to all of it.
A long time.
The whole thing.
Well, I mean,
the whole shebang.
The first like 6 months were only like an hour long. But then what do you call it? You got to remember then, you know, we went to 2 hours. So, you know, if you're talking about, you know, not 300, even if you said like 260 episodes, you know, that's, oh my God, 612,
well, it's
520 hours. You know what I mean?
Okay, Google.
Of content.
520 what? Divided by 24.
What is it? What did they say?
21 days of straight Grindhouse. You want to do it, Brim?
What? No. No. I you know, I don't have to watch it, Alex.
You
I
lived it?
I don't have to listen
you
to
it. You experienced
Alex.
It?
I lived it.
Yeah, you're right. I only lived a little bit of it.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, good times, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could be worse. Better than a sharp stick in the eye. What do you call it? Hold on 1 second. Why don't you talk for a second so I can do something.
Oh, man. What am I going to talk about? Yo, Tom, what's up? You want to you want to talk about something? You want to scream into the microphone? Say something?
I don't have to scream if I just come over to the microphone. I just want to confirm DMX did overdose, by the
it
way.
It wasn't overdose. Do we know from what, though?
I don't know, but okay. I do know that that is what did it. T's and P's to DMX.
Craziness.
I was at the Met game over the weekend, and like I think Dom Smith walked up to every DMX song you can think of.
Unbelievable.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I even think in Warzone last night, I was playing Warzone with my friend last night, and I think when you're on the vehicles, it plays music. I'm pretty sure they were playing DMX.
That's insane.
Yeah.
How did they do that?
I don't know. They just put it in the game.
That's
sure.
Pretty cool.
I'd imagine that the people that run Warzone can just throw sounds into games.
That's
it
pretty
might
cool.
have already been. It might have already been. I could just be stupid, and I could have already just set that to be my vehicle music, and it just Yeah. Just so happens.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mr. Greer, everybody. Mr.
Yeah, I
Greer.
Know. I just popped, I just slid in. They told me to say things, and I just figured I'd just start saying things.
It's kind of like sliding into the DMs, except this is a little more intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call it? And for everybody paying attention, remember, Wednesdays, every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, catch Greer and I on Truly Inconsequential.
Yeah.
Fun show. We're live. We talk to you. We involve you in the show. So please make sure you check that out.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, comment, come in, join the lives, comment, and then the podcast versions go up literally about a half hour to an hour after we're done with that.
Exactly.
So if you miss it, you can download it.
Also, while you're here, Viking Vengeance, the game that we both voiced, it just launched on the 8th on Steam. So, you know, it's a really cool game. Check that
so
out.
So much fun.
Yeah, I've been having a good time with it.
I love it.
I haven't gotten up to you yet, though.
No, I haven't gotten to me yet either. I just... And I'm waiting. I'm really excited because I haven't seen any videos. Apparently it's like spoiler central if they would have sent me the videos. So I was like, all right, then I don't want to see it. I'll get there. I'll know when it's me.
I'm sure they'll send it to you for yourself anyway.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But they're like,
I want to see it. I want to see it in the game first. I want to actually get to it in the game first.
It's
apparently
a big spot in the game. So
if you like dungeon crawler type games,
it is a very cool.
Fun.
It reminds me of like a new school Gauntlet. You know what I mean? Like,
I never played Gauntlet.
We have it in the green room.
Oh.
I
actually never played it, though. I know we have it in the green room, but I never played it.
All right, we're going to have to do that.
If it reminds you, anybody, for me, it reminds me very much of Diablo. Diablo was like one of my, for Blizzard, it was like one of my favorite game franchises like ever.
A lot of people have been saying that.
And it's got the same kind of feel, a whole bunch of blood. It is definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait, like I'm not even, like I'm excited for it now. But I'm almost more excited to see where it's going to end up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's very awesome now, so I'm excited to see what else they do with it.
Well, it's also, you know, you're talking about the game is brand new.
Yeah.
So you know you're going to have some bugs in it. You know what I mean? So what do you call it? As they fix the bugs and everything comes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this game is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And they can continue to expand on it. I know that's in the plan is, you know, continue expanding on it and all that jazz. So, you know, I'm just super excited.
Yeah, I'm along for I'm just happy that I'm in at the on the ground floor. I got in when they just released the first game.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's definitely a whole bunch of fun.
By a pube.
Exactly. By a little bit. I'm in there a little bit. And I'll take a little bit over nothing.
There
so.
You go. That's great. That's great. Yeah. What do you call it? Thank you, Greer.
No problem.
What do you call it?
Hey, guys.
So what do you call it? Mr. Greer, everybody. Make sure you check him out. It's MrGreer.com. And
check him out on Twitch, too.
Also Twitch. Twitch.tv/ It's Mr. Greer. And, you know, obviously on the Grindhouse Radio and all that jazz. What do you call it? So also, we...
What's up?
So Dylan made this killer meal, and then I think we're going to be out of time. He made these fajitas yesterday.
Oh.
With the, what do you call it? With meat that we got from Bruff Ranch.
Oh my God! What we just had?
Yes, and it
I
is
want that.
So freaking delicious that
do
I'm
we have
just
more.
No, we do not.
Oh my God! Big oof!
Anyway, that's about all the time we have for the Brimskin this week. As always, rate, review, subscribe, hang out with us every single Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and as always, have a good night.
See you guys.